You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. Matthew 16, 24 and 25. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." The sooner you get over yourself, the better your life will be. I believe it. I believe that so much of my pain and disappointment and frustration come because I have made life about me. And Jesus calls us on an adventure to follow him. And he tells us self-love can't come along. Pride can't make that journey. Selfishness can't bear that cross. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Last week, I began sharing this framework for maturity, and there's three pieces that just mean a lot to me now. They've become meaningful to me in the last few months. The first level of maturity is to value yourself. And the second level is to get over yourself. Those might seem paradoxical. Wait a minute. And number one, I'm valuable, and number two, I'm not. But that's not the case. The irony is that I cannot deny myself without first having accepted myself, at least in the way that Christ is calling me to follow him. He is not calling me to follow him as a worthless follower, but as a valued creation of God who has gotten over himself to the point that I can now follow him in service to others, making it about him and not me. So it is not, we're not going back on what we said last week. You have value, and you are confident enough in your value that you can be secure in denying yourself, taking up your cross and following Jesus. The call to get over yourself is not at all devaluing self. What it is releasing you from the need to promote yourself and make it all about you and put yourself in the first place. That there's so much freedom. If I don't have to do that, life is a better, it's a better life for me to live. And so denying myself doesn't say anything about being unvaluable. It says that I'm confident enough in my value that I can live without being the center of my world. If you don't have step one, then step two is going to be depressing. It's going to put you into despair because you are now called to deny yourself, and it feels like it's just saying that you are worthless. It is not a defeated denial. It is a victorious denial. It is not saying that you don't measure up so that you're going to have to fade away and let someone else take the spotlight. It is recognizing that King Jesus is reigning in your heart and you have the freedom to live with him lifted up rather than the sinful, miserable, polluted way of deceiving yourself that life is actually about you. So we're not going to be discouraged by the call to deny ourselves. We're going to be set free. And this is the way Jesus lived. He's the ultimate example of getting over himself. Jesus is God. It tells us, Paul tells us in Philippians, that he had equality with God and didn't hang on to it. He loved us enough to disregard the fact that he's way superior and to come be like us so that he could lift us up. He got over himself. It didn't make him any less God, didn't make him any less valuable, but he did not use his superiority as a barrier. He got over himself so that he could bring us to himself. Bible says it in literally hundreds of places. Sounds like this. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was pierced for our iniquities. He who did not spare his own life but gave him up for us all. God didn't not consider equal. He did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. That's the example that Christ gives. Someone who knew their value enough that they were secure in getting over themselves. And you just see that echoed in those who followed Jesus. Those who have the Spirit of God get over themselves. John the Baptist could have seen it as a threat. Jesus was doing his job, his ministry, and he was doing it better. And people come and say, look, he's baptizing more than you. What should we do? John says, he must increase. I must decrease. I'm going to get over myself. I'm going to deny myself and carry my cross and follow him. Paul describes it in many ways. He says that those who are self-seeking are those who disobey the truth. He equates those two. The self-seeking are just, you can't obey God if you're the center of your life. Can't do it. He says it this way. If you belong to Christ, you have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. It's dead. You have denied, you've gotten over yourself to the point that you put yourself on a cross and said, it's not about me. I'm going to live a new life, and this life is all about Christ. It's in connection with him. He says, no longer do I live for myself, but I live for him who died for me. Paul goes as far as to say, may I never boast except in the cross of Christ. If I ever have any pride, it is in how good he is, not in how good I am, because I got over myself. He even goes as far as to say things like, if my food causes my brother to stumble, well, I'm not going to eat it. Most of us choose what food we eat based on what we want, what tastes good, what we're craving. He says, you know, if it's hard for him, for me to do this, I've gotten over myself. I can eat something different. I'm going to care about his needs over mine. James says it pretty bluntly. He says, where jealousy and ambition exist, there is disorder and every evil thing. John tells us, greater love has no one than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. He's quoting Jesus. Jesus says, and you are my friends. Those who follow Jesus have this common, beautiful characteristic. They have gotten over themselves. Pride is immature. Self-centeredness is the way infants think. It's not the mindset of the spiritually mature. They have gotten over themselves. So I'm going to say it kind of blunt. You are your problem. I thought about saying, I am my problem, to soften it, put it in first person, or to include us all and say, we are our problem. But this message is for you too, and I want you to hear it. So I'm not trying to destroy your self-worth. Remember, step one is value yourself. So if you don't have that, then the things I'm going to say here are going to feel like I'm tearing you apart. These things are true, and they do not erode your value. You are your problem. You can't see the opportunity that's right in front of you because you can't see past yourself. There's a big you blocking your view. There is a solution. There's hope. There's meaning. But you can't see it because the only thing you can focus on is you. Get over yourself. You are amazing, but not so amazing that we should worship you. Get over yourself. You have some fun toys. You have a nice house. You have rare skills. It's impressive. It is not so impressive and indispensable that we're all thinking about you. So get over yourself. You crave comfort, but you really could suffer and be okay. Get over yourself. You've been wronged, but that's not unique to you. You've had disadvantages. Get over yourself. Because if you do get over yourself, you could focus on overcoming those disadvantages rather than just trying so hard to get credit for them. Instead, you could start noticing others and showing up for them and listening and caring and not making it all about you, not taking yourself so seriously. You could get over yourself. It's not about you. Now, I hope you can hear all that without feeling that you are without value. You are valuable, and your value doesn't come from being something that you've made yourself into, but what God has made you. And you can carry yourself into any situation and have more maturity when you stop making it about yourself. Get over yourself. You're going to have opportunities today. You're going to have conversations. You're going to interact with people. You're going to work on a project. You're going to do some chores. And man, you could live with self at the center, and it's going to be frustrating, and it's not going to be fulfilling. Get over yourself and live in a happier, more stress-free servant mindset where others come first and your value's not dependent on how well you are affirmed in a situation. So this message, get over yourself, is not to tear you down. We're not down on self, but we understand that we have enough value that we can get over ourself and still be valuable in the eyes of God. It doesn't have to be about you for you to have value. So if you know that, if you're confident in that, you can take the next step of freedom. You can deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. Get over yourself. How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Well, thank you so much for listening to Speak, Lord. And as always, you can find all of our episodes by searching for Speak, Lord, wherever you get podcasts. And you can find more from me at PastorRyanRogers.com.